Unit 7, Successful Presentations.
When preparing any presentation, it is valuable to be able to check off the stages in your preparation against a general list. This leaves less opportunity for things to go drastically wrong on the day. It is no fun to find out, for example, that you forgot to give your presentation a title, or that you didn't work out how much time you were allocated, or that the room you are presenting in doesn't have an overhead projector. It is a good idea to make three lists. One for general preparation, one for venue preparation, and one for contingencies, or things that can unexpectedly happen. Conducting the presentation. Generally, we can speak of three vital elements in conducting a presentation. These are the use of notes, the use of visuals, and how one delivers the presentation. Using notes. A frequent problem facing somebody giving a presentation is that of notes. How comprehensive should they be? Will some short notes be enough? Or should a full script be prepared and read out in the presentation? A full script is advisable when more than two of the following conditions hold. 1. The presenter hasn't got much experience. 2. The presentation is more formal than informal. 3. Complex or difficult ideas are involved. 4. Precise cues are required for the visuals or audiovisuals accompanying the talk. 5. The presentation is being recorded. If you are preparing a script, make sure it is clear and easy to read. It should preferably be typed on a word processor using a large font size. 6 to 9 words per line should be aimed at. Hyphens should be avoided, and large margins should be used to the left and right of the text to increase clarity.